Moving on to actually writing your content and just kind of getting that done. I'm curious though, what's your take on what comes first? You know, should copy come first, design, and then trying to fit the copy into the design? What's typically best?
Always copy first. Always, always, always.
And why?
Because you got to say what you're going to say, and the design is to serve a purpose. So taking what you say and making it really awesome for your prospect. If you do it the other way, it's like fitting a square peg in a round hole. So I always say, write out, figure it out. Get it in a Word document or Google Doc or something, and always, always, always start with a copy.
Okay, so right at this point, I have gotten clear about my positioning. I've gone through those exercises from the other execution plan. I have some kind of raw copy. I made some decisions on what pages I'm going to work on. Now I got to write the copy, and I'm staring at this blank screen. My gosh, what in the world am I going to write here? Any tips on just kind of kickstarting that process?
I have a hard time with this, writing myself. It takes me forever to write something that I think is decent. So I work with a copywriter. So if you are a writer and you have a hard time writing about yourself, writing or working with a third party, somebody external to you can be very helpful. It can help you get clear on some things that, an outsider is going to understand or see, that you might not be able to.
Yeah, and by the way, just don't feel bad, Jill. I work with a ton of writers and they have trouble writing about themselves. So I think that advice is something to consider. And you know, I know some people may think, oh my gosh, you know, I don't know if I can afford to write. I'm a writer. It'd feel weird to hire another writer, but you know, maybe get creative considering maybe bartering. If they're gonna do the same thing, maybe you can trade.
Yeah, absolutely. And another piece of advice would be to treat it like you would a client project. So work on it the way you would work on a client project. Have some deadlines, have some structure. Don't save it for the end of the day and rush through it. Take the time it needs for it to come.
I like that. If you set a goal that by Friday I'm going to have the homepage done, and then you break that up into 1 hour time blocks, 1 hour a day, every day this week, that's 5 hours. And you know that at 11 o'clock you got to work on your homepage because by Friday you got to have it finished. So just like you
And
would a client project, right?
just like a client project, and you just get started. I think getting started can be very hard for people, but just start and see where that leads.
I like doing so in the positioning exercise that I walk people through, which is again in that execution plan, you guys. You're going to end up with some raw, what I call value statements. They're value propositions, but they're kind of bulleted. And I like copying and pasting those into a new document when I start a new page and just playing with that. I find that if I at least have some raw material there, I can play around with it and then I can start writing. But if I have to write from scratch again, I freeze up.
Bullet points or an outline or anything like that can definitely be helpful.
Okay, so this is something that a lot of people ask me, and it certainly applies to the home page, but I think it applies to every page. How much copy is too much or not enough for each page? How do I know? You know, gosh, is this enough? Is this overwhelming? Is this way too much? What do you follow?
I definitely think there's no such thing as too much. Like, if that was the problem everybody had, too much copy, like, that would be great. But, usually the problem is just getting the content or copy to start with. But I would say, at a minimum, like, aim for 300 words. That's what, the SEO folks say when you're writing a blog post. That is a good chunk of content, that, if you can have at least 300 words on whatever page you're writing, I think that's a good place to start.
And even today, where pages have gotten so light on content, it seems like if you pages used to be so overloaded. And what I'm seeing today is more pages, each with less content, or maybe that's just my perception.
Yeah, it's a balance for sure on how you want to structure your site and what is going to be a unique page and what's all going to be lumped together. There's no one right answer. So I would say, maybe just start with a minimum and see where that gets you. You might end up with 1,000 words that describe, on yourself, on your about page, and that'll work fine. But like I said, people are definitely used to scrolling. So if you need to have a long page to talk about what it is you're talking about, then that's perfectly fine. I think that's when you get into the design and layout to figure out how to break that up so that it's not just like reading this massive essay, but it actually is something people can consume quite easily.
Now, would you say that, especially with designers, I would think that the tendency might be, as they're writing, they're thinking about the design as well. Is it healthy to do that, or is it better to just look, don't worry about that yet, just focus on the message?
I mean, I think it's good to have like some ideas, maybe, kind of percolating around, but I would say just stick with the message. That's why I always say, get a new Word doc, Google doc, and something where you're just putting the words down. Just start with that. And when you're really happy with how all that's sounding, the design will come together so much better.
So you mentioned not trying to, or making sure that you treat this as a client project, that you're disciplined about it, that you just get going. Any other mistakes that you often see freelancers make when they're going through the copywriting process?
I think you do have to remember that, this is a business, that you are selling a service, and you need to write the copy in such a way that you're always talking to the reader. Even on your about page, like, yes, it's about you and it should be about you and your story, but you've got to bring the reader back into it. It's not just a place to be like, well, here's all the work I've done, aren't I swell, and you're done. It's really got to speak to that person and make them want to do something, to reach out to you and learn more about how you can help them.
Yeah, it's a great point. Okay, so one of the things that I know you're really big on is having a call to action on your website. So tell us about that, and then how do you determine the best call to action to use on your site?
Yeah, so you got to lead people in the right direction. You might have this like awesome services page where you've really defined some great work that you do. But at the bottom, you want to say like, well, what's the next step? You don't want to just leave people hanging. So the simplest call to action is to contact you. So you should say that like what you see, or, sound like we might be a good fit. Let's chat. Link over to your contact page, or give your phone number or your email or whatever it is, however you want people to contact you. But there can be a kind of a secondary call to action that can happen as well, to kind of entice people to sign up for your newsletter. So that way you can stay in touch with them. And if it's, 3 years down the road when they do need your services, then they'll know to contact you, because they won't have forgotten. And a good way to get people to sign up for your newsletter is to offer some type of content to them for free. So it could be a free report, free ebook, free guide, something that addresses a need or a challenge or a problem that your prospects have, that they're like, oh yeah, I need that checklist. Here's my email. And then you send them a newsletter, every so often, and they remember you. So you can have the primary calls to action about contacting you, and a secondary call to action for the people that aren't quite ready to get started.
Yeah, and statistically speaking, 85 to 95% of people who arrive at your site are not ready to hire you. So you want to be able to capture them. I think that's very solid advice, Jill. You want to capture them because it's going to take a while. At some point, a big percentage of those are going to buy.
Yeah, I mean, that content marketing for me is a huge way that I get new business. And it's, you know, inevitable. I send out a newsletter and somebody's like, oh, I've been on your list for a while and I'm ready to redo my site. And so it's a great way to stay in touch with people.
You know, and now that you mention that, so I'm curious, would you say that ever, because you send a monthly newsletter, right?
Yeah, monthly-ish.
Monthly-ish, I love that, yeah. Would you say that every time you send out a newsletter, you get either an inquiry or you kind of revive someone, maybe not a project yet, but kind of get their interest back up? Or in other words, does every time you send a newsletter, does something positive happen?
Yeah. I mean, I'd say 9 times out of 10, I get some kind of feedback from people, whether it's, you know, hey, let's chat, or just a, hey, you know, congrats, Jill, on whatever I talked about, or, you know, something. There's usually some feedback that happens, and it feels good.
In terms of call to action, again, just have a consider a primary, which should be maybe in a few of the pages.
Should be on every page.
On every page? Okay.
Every page, when they get to the end of whatever it is, you know, the content of the page, tell them what you want them to do next.
Perfect. And it could be a combination, but it can be sometimes one, sometimes both, but have a call to action on every page. I guess that's the big takeaway.